Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Morning. Today is June 5th. I'm Daniel Schwartzman, and this is Wall Street Breakfast. In today's top story, Wall Street's first decline for the month of June came yesterday in a seesaw session that was highlighted by an unexpected rise in continuing jobless claims, ECB stimulus, economy reopenings, and nationwide protests. The Nasdaq joined the S&P 500 in negative territory, and the Dow recorded a nominal gain as FANGs fell back and American Airlines posted its best day on record. S&P 500 futures rebounded nearly 1% overnight, ahead of today's non-farm payrolls report, forecast to show more than 8 million job losses in May, and a surge in the unemployment rate to nearly 20%. If the job figures mentioned above are seen in today's data, it would mark a new post-World War II record and approach the worst level since the Great Depression. Why is the market shrugging it off? While layoffs remained very high, they eased considerably in the second half of May as businesses reopened after locking down since mid-March to slow the spread of COVID-19. Manufacturing, services industries, and consumer confidence levels are also stabilizing, adding to the hopeful signs of an economic recovery. In a change of trends, European stocks are now outperforming their U.S. peers in the latest leg of the rebound, lifted by bets of a quick recovery and enormous stimulus plans. The ECB on Thursday approved a stimulus package that surpassed expectations, nearly doubling the size of its pandemic emergency purchase plan to 1.35 trillion euros and extending the program to at least June 2021. We'll see what the U.S. has planned next week when the Fed gathers for its June policy meeting. The initial public offering market reopened with a bang this week as Warner Music returned to the public markets after 9 years of being private. Others in the U.S. jumped on the bandwagon, including Zoom Info and Shift4 Payments, while NetEase and JD.com progressed toward listings in Hong Kong as Chinese companies seek secondary listings closer to home amid a U.S. crackdown. Slipping under the radar yesterday was electric heavy truck maker Nikola, going public after its merger with Vector IQ was approved by shareholders. Nasdaq's recent decision to tighten listing rules to combat fraudulent accounting practices at China-based companies should serve as a model for other exchanges in the U.S. and around the world, according to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. I applaud Nasdaq for requiring auditing firms to ensure all listed companies comply with international reporting and inspection standards, he said. The statement is the latest flashpoint in U.S.-China relations at a time of friction between the world's two largest economies over trade, the coronavirus pandemic, and Hong Kong. OPEC Plus and its allies are set to extend production cuts through the end of July and could meet this weekend to sign off on the deal, Bloomberg reports. After almost a week of talks, Russia and Saudi Arabia clinched a tentative agreement with holdout member Iraq, which made less than half of its assigned cutbacks last month. Details are still not clear, but a failure to reach an understanding could have brought millions of barrels of oil back on the market. AstraZeneca is aiming to produce 2 billion doses of a coronavirus vaccine, including 400 million for the US and UK, and 1 billion for those in low and middle-income countries. Distribution would likely start in September or October, with the balance of deliveries likely to be made by early 2021. It is not known whether the vaccine, named AZD-1222, will prove safe and effective in clinical trials, but we believe the probability of success is high enough that we are willing to support the manufacturing at risk, Dr. Richard Hatchett, who is involved with the project, said in a statement. Casino stocks rose yesterday as gamblers flocked to downtown Las Vegas for reopening parties. Temperature checks, socially distanced slot players, and face masks at blackjack tables are now common, and the Nevada Gaming Control Board required casinos to limit gambling floors to 50% occupancy. Buffets, nightclubs, big shows, and live entertainment venues will stay shuttered for the time being. In a reply on Twitter, Tesla CEO Elon Musk called for Amazon to be broken up, noting, "Monopolies are wrong." The comment came days after the entrepreneur said he was off Twitter for a while, and was in response to an email image of Amazon's restriction on a book that discussed the COVID-19 pandemic. A CNBC segment highlighted the animosity that may potentially exist between Elon and Jeff Bezos, not to mention their competing interests in space, with the latter's Blue Origin also building spacecraft. Amazon is also invested in Rivian, an electric vehicle manufacturer. Facebook has begun labeling state-controlled media organizations like Russia's Sputnik, Iran's Press TV, and China's Xinhua News to alert users whether content may be under the influence of a state. State-controlled media outlets rarely advertise in the U.S., the company wrote in a blog post. Nevertheless, later this summer we will begin blocking ads from these outlets in the U.S. out of an abundance of caution ahead of the November 2020 election. Facebook will not label any U.S.-based news organizations, as it determined that even U.S. government-run outlets have editorial independence. In other news you can read about on Seeking Alpha, Novavax scores defense funding for its experimental COVID-19 vaccine. JCPenney is set to close 154 stores in its first post-bankruptcy phase. Slack sets a partnership with Amazon Web Services. The NBA approves a 22-team short season return set to start July 31st. And GM Cruise is trying to poach Zook's engineers, according to Reuters. In earnings news from Thursday, J.M. Smucker closed down 4.8%, giving back strong gains, while Slack is down nearly 15% pre-market after providing in-line guidance for the year. As of 6:20 a.m. Eastern, European markets are up over 1%, while U.S. futures are up nearly 1%. That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening, and have a great weekend.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.